Hello.
Oh, hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important
on,
as well.
On what?
It'll be a brief survey, ma'am, on issues facing the community. My first question to you is, are you Audrey by any chance?
I sort of understand what you said. You're going to question on what?
We want to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Are you Audrey by any chance?
Facing the community. Yes.
Oh, great, ma'am. All right. May I know the highest level of education you have completed?
I finished high school.
Okay.
I did a little bit of that's it.
Great, ma'am. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Oh, okay. What would you consider
your food, but no.
Oh, okay, ma'am. What would you consider your race to be?
White.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, are you registered to vote in Columbus, or are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. As you may know, ma'am, in November 2023...
Actually, I identify as Black, but, you know.
That's okay, ma'am. As you may know, ma'am, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. All right. As things stand now, ma'am, we would like to know, are you almost certain that you're going to vote, probably, 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
No, I will vote, even though I don't like any of our candidates. I can tell you that right now, on either side.
No problem, ma'am. Do you plan to vote by mail or early in person, or you plan to vote on election day in person?
No, I'll just do it in person.
Okay.
It's too small. You don't even need to take it off. It's just, what size is this?
It's so large.
No, it's not.
Well, it is.
Okay, ma'am. Would you say that you're going to vote early in person, or you're going to vote in election day in person?
Thank you.
I'm going to vote in a large. Yes, I'm sorry. Just in person, on time. Whatever.
No problem. No problem. How motivated are you to vote in a November 2023 general election on a scale of a 0 to 10, ma'am? 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote, from a 0 to a 10.
I'm not extremely motivated at all, because I don't like either candidate. It looks horrible.
I know.
Okay. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how would you rate that then?
0. I'm excited. The only thing I want to do is make sure that certain things that, you know, that I do care about are I take care of. Other than that, I'm not excited.
No problem. No problem, ma'am. We thank you for your responses. Moving on quickly, we want to rate, ma'am, how you feel about some people using a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very unfavorable towards them. Any number between a 0 to a 10. So, for example, Andrew Ginther, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
I'm not even familiar with his name.
No problem.
So, what about, I can't.
Okay. What about
Is he the New York mayor?
The survey doesn't indicate, but that's okay, ma'am. What about Nancy Day Acquar? From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate her?
I'm not going to know any of these people's names. I would only know them by their faces or something.
What about Louise Gill, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10?
Okay, I'm sorry. You chose the wrong person to check.
That's okay. What about Emmanuel Remy from a 0 to a 10?
Again, I don't even know who they are.
The Columbus City Council, from a 0 to a 10?
Maybe a 3.
Okay. What about Joseph Modil? I'm sorry, from a 0 to a 10?
Again, I don't know who they are. No, I'm not paying whatever this is for this.
What about
drugs you are?
What about Nick Bankston, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10?
I don't know who they are.
And Farkan Jetty, from a 0 to a 10?
Again, don't know who they are.
Shannon Harding, from a 0 to a 10?
Don't know who they are.
And this last person on our list, Adrian Hood, from a 0 to a 10?
I don't know who they are. Sorry.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, these are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Well, thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one says, I would rather re-elect City Council so they continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. Which one goes more with you, ma'am? The first or second?
I elect new.
New people, the second. Okay, no problem. Yeah. All right, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses.
Oh, my God.
If the November election for mayor of Columbus were held today, would you vote for Joseph Mosale or Andrew Ginter?
Exactly.
I just told you I'm not sure who he is, so I can't tell you who I would vote for.
Is there any of them that you might be familiar with that you would lean more towards?
I told you, no, ma'am, I'm sorry, you chose the wrong, like I said, you chose the wrong person. I haven't paid attention to
What about
anything.
This one, ma'am? If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Dayocker? If you're familiar with any of them, are you leaning more towards any of them?
Again, I don't know who they are. You went through all those lists of people, and I told you I don't know who they are, so I can't.
I'm not
paying $68.
Mom, why are you saying no to that?
Well, in the November...
I'm not paying $68. That's why. I'm sorry.
That's okay. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, ma'am, are you familiar with Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy? Would you lean more towards any of them?
No.
All right.
Because I don't know who the hell they are.
And, again, ma'am, if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, and you're familiar with Farhan Jetty or Nick Baxton, would you lean more towards
any
of them?
Can I cut you off just because I don't want to be rude and just hang up on you, but I don't feel like I'm benefiting you, and I don't know any of these people, so I can't – you're not going to get anything that's of benefit to your survey if I don't know who the people are, and you're asking me about the same people that I said I don't know who they are. So,
well, these last questions about the candidates is just general information. I'll be very quick, I promise. All right. I was going to read to you that this November there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. It says that an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $904,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding $7.7 million for each dollar of taxable value. This amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time, commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, ma'am, would you vote a yes to approve or a no to reject this measure?
Yeah, I would.
You would approve it? Okay, ma'am. All right. And moving on, in politics today, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent, because I'm, like I said, I can't stand who we have now, and I didn't like who Joyce was. I'm like,
no problem.
What kind of shit do you want?
We're almost done, man. Thank you so much for your answers. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
Before I would have said Democratic, but now I don't say that anymore because I do not like this whole identifying as and all this dumb bullshit. I just don't like that. So maybe I'm more conservative now. I don't know. I just know that I don't like either. So
no problem. Would you say you're independent? Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Would you say Joe Biden, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
I didn't vote for either of those.
Okay. All right. And did you vote for somebody else, ma'am, or you weren't prepared to vote?
$60, 25%.
No, I didn't. I didn't vote because I didn't like either of them.
Okay. And last year, ma'am, which was 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say less than $25,000, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 65 to 75, 75 to 85, $85 to $99, $100 to $250, or over $250,000, ma'am?
No, about $50.
Okay, no problem. And that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to us, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.